WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Francine Prose's new comic novel, Hunters and Gatherers, takes on goddess worshippers and other New Age feminists. Maureen Cargan has a review.
I put Hunters and Gatherers in the same category with Christopher Buckley's essays and reruns of The Benny Hill Show, things that have made me laugh despite their dubious sexual politics. Actually, Francine Prose's latest novel isn't quite so bad. It'll only seriously offend those diehard difference feminists who really do believe that women who run with wolves on Venus are inherently superior to men who play with fire on Mars. Hunters and Gatherers is a glossy equivalent of those many satires of Robert Bly and his Iron John tom-tom beaters. Here, the target is a wealthy Manhattan community of New Age goddess worshippers who behave less like the amiable, non-competitive March sisters in Little Women and more like the women of Cell Block B. Our guide into the world of these weird sisters is a lonely young woman named Martha, who's spending Labor Day weekend on Fire Island recovering from a broken romance. While glumly walking along the beach, she stumbles upon a druid holy night ceremony the goddess worshippers are conducting. Their high priestess, a woman called Isis Moonwagon, has waded into the surf and, despite her divine aura, finds herself drowning in the undertow. Martha rescues Isis and consequently becomes an honored member of the coven. Soon thereafter, she's off with them on a pilgrimage to an Arizona Indian reservation, where they hope to learn primitive womanly rituals involving skulls and menstruation huts, and where they'll sit around the campfire at night discussing cronehood empowerment and vegetable rights. Instead, as Isis admits, the trip degenerates into a feminist version of Lord of the Flies. The one unbreakable rule about a satire like Hunters and Gatherers is that it must never flag. And with the exception of the very end of her novel, Prose does manage to keep the jokes and witticisms rolling. When Martha tells the story of her sad love life to her newfound soul sisters, she recalls that one of the things her old boyfriend said he liked about her was that she always got what he was saying. Men, cackles one of the goddess worshippers. Their definition of female intelligence is when we understand them. When Martha hesitates about joining the matriarchal pilgrims on their Arizona adventure, she thinks to herself, imagine walking into a desert truck stop with a dozen goddess women, half of them dressed like Mama Cass, and all with bizarre dietary restrictions. And after the women arrive at the Four Feathers Institute, they meet a Native American con artist named Rita, dressed in a beaded headband, feather bonnet, layers of butter-colored chamois fringe, and squash blossom jewelry. My God, Martha exclaims, she looks like a Ralph Lauren armchair. In a much less ambitious way, Prose's novel reminds me of David Lodge's brilliant series of fictional send-ups of Academe. Both Prose and Lodge lambaste earnest, closed societies that think they've found the truth. But Hunters and Gatherers is a novel that chiefly celebrates silliness for its own sake. There's no deep messages here. Prose, like her characters, searches for the goddess within. But instead of Venus or Athena or Kali, she summons up the comic consciousnesses of Gracie Allen, Lucille Ball, and Roseanne.
Maureen Cargan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Hunters and Gatherers, a new novel by Francine Prose.